It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
Welcome. Man, I am fired up. Today, we are being joined by Sean Evans. And I want to start off the quote, start the show off with our quote of the day. The quote of the day by Benjamin Franklin. Wine is constant proof that God loves us and loves to see us happy. By Benjamin Franklin. I just love that quote. And let's get this. Let's get the show on the road. Being joined today by Sean Evans. Sean Evans is a serial entrepreneur who began his journey while in graduate school in Oregon, where he launched his first business. After creating a career for himself in management consulting, and for the last decade as well as running his own business, the opportunity to create My Wine Society and fill a need in the wine industry presented itself, and just over a year later, here we are. Sean Evans, welcome to Money for Lunch.
Wow, thanks for having me, and what a great intro. And a nice quote by Ben there.
Yeah. I thought you might appreciate that, right?
yeah, definitely. Great way to start off.
Yeah, so all right, so let's get into this. What the heck is a wine society? Because it's, you know, first of all, this is what I love about this, My Wine Society sounds like a name that's been around forever. It sounds like it's a 100-year-old society. So give us some history. Tell us what this is about and why you started it.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you said that, because one of the reasons we went with that name is part of the need that we wanted to address in the industry was really giving people a social community and a safe place that they could go track and share their wine adventure in the mobile space. And that's really, you know, in a sentence, the core purpose of why it was created is connecting the new generation of wine drinkers to their favorite wineries and wine regions around the world.
Gotcha. So I got to ask you, instead of, let's say, using something like TripAdvisor or Google reviews or some other platform, how is My Wine Society app different or better? Talk to me about the benefits.
Yeah. So, the nuances of the platform that kind of separate it from anything existing out there now really spawn from going to my family's winery. My aunt and uncle and cousin started a winery about 17 years ago. It's a little boutique operation up in Northern California. And we go up there every Thanksgiving. And my cousin, who's the winemaker, started to express some concern that the wine club members were getting older and they were having trouble connecting with the next generation of wine drinkers. So growing up in Northern California near Napa, I started reaching out to some of my other friends from high school that were now working in the wine industry. And it seemed that that was kind of a common theme in the wine world, that this next generation was buying more wine than every other generation combined, but they weren't doing it in the traditional ways of joining wine clubs and visiting wineries. They were doing it, label shopping on shelves. And
So
I really wanted to try to address that for wineries specifically. Like, how can we bring them into the mobile age and get their story in front of the next generation of wine drinkers? And then when this opportunity with Skylab came along and I was introduced to the power of the technology that they had built, the two really seemed to be just a synergistic kind of aha moment there, that it was almost destined to be.
Yeah. Well, and what's interesting to me too is this. Sometimes you do need kind of a niche group or a niche platform. Just like there are several platforms out there that are just about, let's say, health and fitness. There are some platforms out there that are for people in the Spartan race genre or the obstacle race genre. There's platforms out there just for, you know, let's say movie buffs and stuff like that. And so you've kind of developed a platform just for those individuals who are interested in wine. And that to me makes perfect sense, because if you are a wine enthusiast, you don't want to necessarily go to, you don't want to necessarily go to a general platform like a TripAdvisor or a Google's review. You want to go to some place where you can connect with people who really have a deep enthusiasm, who really know what they're talking about, versus going through the thousands of reviews that, you know, may not really be that, relevant.
Yeah, well, that's just it. So, as you mentioned, there are social engagement platforms that exist. Obviously, Facebook, is taking over the world, and Instagram's out there, but they have their purpose. But if you're really trying to share intimate knowledge about a passion that you have, like wine or golf or, some of these other niche passion-driven industries, that's going to get lost on Facebook. If you go play Pebble Beach, you're going to post that on Facebook and it's going to be cool. But if you go on there and talk about how you hit a 5-iron on the turn and triple bogeyed 18, no one's going to care on Facebook, but they'll care in a golf app, right? So
yes,
that's what we did is we looked around the wine app space and said, okay, you've got all these other apps that are scan, rate, label, purchase, scan, rate, comment, purchase. And all of them kind of fell in that bucket. There wasn't a real wine enthusiast mobile place that people could go and build a community in their phone and share their adventure and search out, every winery in every region around the world. And, now through our platform, one of the things we're doing by partnering with all these wineries is you and I can sit in a room together in North America and plan a trip to Barcelona, and we can go visit every winery in Barcelona that we're partnered with through our app, talk to the winemaker, read about upcoming events, about their vintage that year, different varietals, and really explore that region from the app, and then know what we're getting into when we actually show up to Barcelona. So that's where it really becomes powerful.
No, I think it's a fantastic idea. I think it's a great, lesson for anybody out there who wants to create a similar platform or niche for their area or their space. And what's really nice about this is that now my wine society becomes an authority type of platform. This is where wine enthusiasts are going to go to get the latest updates or information or whatever else they're searching for.
Yeah, and that's right. And it's really, crowdsourcing specific information. So you can jump into the region of Barcelona and see the users that are talking about, and I'm going to keep using Barcelona because our brand ambassador, David, out there is a tour guide out there, and he's just crushing it for us right now. But you can go into Barcelona and you can see the users of the app that are interacting with the wineries there and, talk directly to them and say, hey, oh, you just visited Art Cava. We were thinking about going there. How did you like it? What's the winemaker's name? What was the tour like? And you can get those real-time interactions with other users that are experiencing what you want to experience.
Sure. All right. So you mentioned Skylab. So let's talk about this partnership. I think it's, what is it, Wonevia Group and Skylab? Talk about these guys.
Yeah, so Wonevia Group is my management consulting firm, and that's that's the vehicle that I've used for the last decade to help small and medium-sized businesses, mostly startups and mom-and-pop operations, of scaling their business or improving their efficiencies. And that's really the team that enabled me to jump into this partnership with Skylab and kind of get my wine society off the ground while taking care of my other clients. So that was obviously, huge, and having an existing team, that had my back and enabled us to kind of get this all going, was massive. And then, Skylab is an incredible endeavor created by Dean Gray, who he made his name, building communities all over the world in the public speaking space. And he realized, in this mobile age, there's not really a platform that's easy to create iOS and Android apps and morph it to what you need for your community and then manage that community. So that's the thing he was having trouble doing, building a 35,000 person audience in South Africa, and then how do I follow up with those people, track those people, reward their behavior? So he spent the last 5 years of his life really hunkered down in a bunker, just building essentially the WordPress of the mobile app space. So what WordPress was to website 20 years ago, Skylab Apps is to the mobile app space today.
Wow. Man. So that's a great analogy. Skylab, I had not heard of them. And so you're saying that, again, using that analogy of WordPress, you have, let's say, minimal technical skills. You can jump on to Skylab and create your own app.
Yeah, and I tell you what, the reason that I went into this endeavor was I'm not a tech guy at all. I'm a business guy. I couldn't write a single line of code if you put a gun to my head. But that's the beauty of the Skylab relationship, is we didn't have to. So they were able to jumpstart this and be the experts and skip over that traditional millions of dollars in development hurdle and, multiple years of development hurdle, and spin up a clickable for us that we were able to test in, a few months. And we were able to get that on our phones right away. We were able to go show that to potential investors, potential industry partners. And that provides a lot of legitimacy when you can walk into a room and pull out your phone and say, hey, check it out. This is my app. Come partner with us,
Yeah.
Rather than here's a napkin with an idea on it. Give me some money, So it provided a ton of leverage up front, and that was a huge driving factor in me, going down this path in the first place.
No, I love it. I love it. I'm fascinated by that. That to me is just, what do you call it? Just like you said, it's sort of, whether you use a napkin some kind of presentation manager or whatever.
Having an app with a pitch deck, versus walking in with a clickable app that's on your phone, you've just mitigated a lot of risk for people that want to get involved with you. So
absolutely,
that was the big thing.
Yeah, no, absolutely, because you walk in and now you can literally hand off your phone, hand off your idea, if you will, to somebody, and they can play with it, feel it, touch it, smell it. They can really get involved with it, and that's going to make a huge, huge difference. All right, so here you are. I think you launched the My Wine Society about a year ago. So is that correct? About a year ago?
Yep, just a year and about a month.
Okay, so what stage of business are you in right now? Talk about I won't even suggest anything. Where are you at? What stage of business are you in right now?
Yeah, so we are just wrapping up our first round of funding. We did a rolling raise for the first round, which was stressful at times. I probably wouldn't recommend that for other people. But we're good now. Wrapping up that first round of funding, that's gotten us through this year, where we mostly focused on building an iteration of our app that we thought was going to answer the question, and then going out to our early winery partners and our early alpha test users and giving them 30 days to really engage with it and see, you know, on the winery's behalf, does it help your communication with your wine club members? Does it help you get your information out there? Are our processes easy enough for you to use, et cetera? And then for the users, how's the UI UX? Is it intuitive? Is it something that you want to go back to every day? And really just testing multiple iterations of that for the second 6 months. The first 6 months, we really built the team that was going to take it to market. We built the go-to-market strategy. How are we going to penetrate all these different wine regions? And, you know, a lot of thought has to go into that, a lot of market research, because this is, you know, the second oldest industry on earth. So, people aren't just going to change the way they do business, even if you do show them a working app. So a lot of interviews with wineries. I've been to my fair share of wine regions over the last year, which is a nice ancillary benefit to this job. Flying around and taking meetings at wineries. So that's been nice. But now we're kind of graduating next quarter to go, we're in 20 different wine regions globally. We've got over 200 wineries on our wait list. We really can't support that many right now with the internal team we have, but we're working on gearing up for our second round of funding. And that should let us scale pretty dramatically going into Q2 of next year. And then we'll be able to turn on all those wineries, and we've got marketing and PR firms lined up so that as soon as that stuff comes in, we can really turn this engine on and see how fast we can grow and really connect the world of wine.
Yeah, I love that. All right, so let's talk about this. Break down your business model. How are you going to monetize this app once you're, let's say, Q2 of next year? You're fully funded, you're up, everything's just blowing and going. How are you going to monetize this?
Yeah, so we're really offering a multi-level solution for wineries to ensure that they're able to tell their story to our users. And that's the big question we're trying to answer, because, you know, millennials, the new age wine drinkers, they really could care less if it scored a 97 point. They would rather know that the wine maker's dog is named Sadie and it's a golden retriever, and that's why there's a golden retriever on the label, right? Or that they're a pair of sisters that bought their family ranch and turned into a winery. We're giving them a platform to tell their users that and really engage with our users and get them bought in. So we offer wineries three different levels of engagement. One is just a really low impact level for them. It's a listing essentially in our global directory of wineries. Just make sure your information's correct. Make sure when people search a region that your winery pops up, and we give them, a My Wine Society verified winery plaque to hang in their tasting room and, all the affected stuff. Next level of engagement is one of the great things about our platform is we take our users beyond gamification. So when they're taking all these different actions on the app and tracking their journey, we're accumulating points for them and rewarding them through our corporate sponsors. So they might earn a badge, and that badge might be sponsored by Donati Winery, which is a Central Coast winery that's really excited about our platform. And they just won a free month of tastings up at Donati. And now they get to go up and take their family up there. So so that second level of engagement is, giving the wineries the ability to get their story out on the app through badge sponsorships and story mentions. And then the third level, which we're really working on hard right now to turn on for the wineries that really want to engage with us, is acting as a mobile CRM solution for wineries. So we feel like getting to the end wine drinker through their phone, through push notifications, through telling your story is really going to be the answer for the really passion-driven wine drinkers. And we're we're conforming our platform to ensure that we can offer a mobile CRM solution for the wineries that really want to use our platform at that level. And then, of course, so through wineries, we're going to monetize. But, the biggest one is going to be giving brands a really cool way to get their product to wine drinkers. You know, everyone – wine drinkers are typically affluent, and they travel a lot. You know, they have those kind of lifestyle perks. And so for brands that want to get in front of those type of people, it's a great place for them to, you know, sponsor two free tickets. I'm looking at Petco Park right now from my office. You know, Petco would be a great sponsor. Hey, we're going to put you up at the Marriott next door to Petco and give you two tickets to the Padres game. And now you just, you know, built some brand loyalty and you got your brand out there in front of a really cool set of eyeballs, because all those badges that they win, they show up on the recognition feed in the app. So everyone's going to see, you know, that Bert just won a free night stay at Marriott downtown San Diego and two tickets to a Padre game. And that's some cool brand exposure for those guys.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. And I love that, because I was thinking the same thing. I mean, you know, in any hotel or restaurant near the winery, you would probably want some of that traffic as well. So there's a lot of things that you can do with that to not only go deep, but also go, you know, a little wide as well.
Yeah, and it's great because we're not advertising. There's no advertising on our platform. It's all users accumulating and winning, you know, these badges and these rewards. And the brands have the opportunity to sponsor that. So as a user, if you get a advertisement pop up in your face, you know, you're annoyed and you've got to click that little X and you never can hit the X. And then you accidentally click into the ad and now you're more mad at the brand than you were before the ad popped up. So for us, we reward the user with a badge or a prize. And that prize is brought to you by, you know, a hotel that's in the wine region that you're already searching for. So now when you're going to plan your trip and you just won this badge, you know, sponsored by a boutique hotel in that region, you're going to remember that and you're going to click in there and book your stay, you know, at that hotel. At least that's the hope.
Sure. Sure. Well, and you know, what's so funny too, this whole idea of badges, there's that famous, it's a famous line. I can't remember the movie, but you know, there's that famous line. We don't need no stinking badges.
Yeah.
But what's so funny to me is, so I have a couple apps, and one of them is Audible, and another one is MyFitnessPal. And
oh yeah.
So every now and then I'll get a badge from my fitness pal saying, hey, you've achieved this, right? You the amount of walking that you've done or the amount of running that you've done equals, you know, one lap around the world or whatever it is, right? So I forgot
right.
The name of the badge. And what's so funny to me is, when somebody, you know, when these apps first talked about, hey, you get to win badges, I just thought that was the dumbest thing. I couldn't think of anything sillier. However,
right.
After I got my first couple of badges, I have to admit, I thought they were kind of cool. I even share, you know, I would even take a, what do you call it, a screenshot off my phone and share it on my social media. Hey, look, I just did this.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. It's that little hit of dopamine, you know. Hey,
yes.
you just won this thing. You're cool. You're like,
yeah.
All right, I am cool. I just walked around the world.
You have been digitally validated as a human being. Give yourself a high five.
Exactly, and that's what we do is we do the virtual high fives, and then sometimes we attach, you know, these brand sponsored prizes to them. So, you know, imagine in your fitness app, if you won that badge for walking around the world and you clicked a button and it sent you a code for a free case of Powerade at Costco or something like
right.
that. You're like, yeah. You're like, cool, I just got a virtual high five and a free case of Powerade. So that's what our platform does for the end user all around, you know, wine lifestyle related products.
Man, I love it. I love it. All right. So let's talk about acquisition here. Customer acquisition, that's going to be because you have two customers. You have the wineries themselves and, you know, possibly the hotels and the restaurants. But let's just say the wineries for sure is one acquisition customer. And then you have the user. It's another acquisition customer. So how are you going to acquire the users? Are you going to do it through straight digital advertising? And any thoughts about how you're going to acquire your users?
Yeah, well, you know, the users our current plan is to, in about 6 months, to start a digital marketing campaign that really tells our story. I feel like if we can tell wine drinkers, you know, on Facebook and in those other social media platforms, that we are here to help you plan your next wine journey, and we're here to make it easier for you to do that. And not only will we make it easier and more fun for you to do it, but we're going to reward you just for tracking the things you're already doing. I feel like that story, as long as we tell it right, you know, people are going to get excited about that. And that really goes back to the reason we started in the first place. You know, wine is a passion-driven niche industry. So we're not going to be Facebook and capture a billion users, right? We're going to go after that community that's already passionate about wine and tell them, hey, this is a place where you can track your journey. You can get more connected with the wineries you love and the wineries you don't even know about, and then you can get rewarded for doing all those things. So that's a really simple message to get across, and I think the marketing and PR firms that we're working with right now have got a really nice proven track record. And the one thing I like about the guys we're all working with in our team right now is a lot of them are wine enthusiasts themselves, and so they're really into the project because they believe in it and they want to tell that story the right way. So that's you know, without divulging too much of the plan, that's really the message that we want to get across to end users. And you know, the app's free to download, so that's not a barrier. And and you jump on in the first, you know, 2-3 days, and you're going to win some badges by taking a few actions, and hopefully you get hooked, because that's the beauty of it, is when you get hooked on this app, it benefits your lifestyle, you know? So that's one of the coolest things. And then for wineries, we've got brand ambassadors in 20 regions, and they really are our physical presence in that region. So they're at all the conferences, they're in the wineries, talking to the wine club managers and on how they can manage their wine clubs through the app on a daily and weekly basis. And they've really got their pulse on their wine region and how we can best serve the winery. Because like I said, I grew up with a family that's owned a winery for 17 years. A lot of my friends work in Napa and the wine industry up there. And that's really the original reason why I created the app, is how can we get these boutique wineries and even the big boys, how can we get their story to the end user? So as long as, you know, our brand ambassadors are serving that purpose in their wine region, they're really becoming, you know, a piece of the fabric in each of those wine regions.
Yeah, no, I love it. I think it's a great idea. First of all, like I said, I love the name My Wine Society. Makes it sound like it's been around forever. And I love the fact that you have brand ambassadors, you know, boots on the ground already. That's a smart move. You get some of that grassroots type of acquisition there that is really hard to beat. I mean, you know, when somebody at your club tells you, hey, check out this app, look at it, touch it, look what I'm learning from it, this is the benefit I'm getting out of it, most likely that user is going to stick for a long time. And that's important when it comes to these apps. You know, there's, you know, you always hear about these apps that have like a gazillion downloads, but their stick rate is terrible because they're you know, they might be too much of a distraction. They're what I call too noisy, you know, they're always, but ultimately they just don't deliver any value.
Right. Yeah. And we're humming along at about a 37% engagement rate right now, which is pretty shocking for a social engagement platform. So hopefully we can maintain that. But yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's one of the great things about the rewards that are worked into the platform, is it makes you want to come back each day and see if you can accumulate that next reward. And yeah, the boots on the ground thing, that was really important to us. You know, we empower our brand ambassadors to, you know, get in, be a part of the Chamber of Commerce, go to all the conferences in your area, sponsor events in that region, really become a driving force in the success of the region as a whole. And then however we can help the wineries along that process is what our goal is.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I think it's just a really cool idea. I like the fact that it's just a very niche concept. It's only going to apply to that specific group of people. And as you mentioned, you know, this, it just happens that this group of people, just like golfers and some other niches, tend to be affluent individuals and they like to travel. So I think it's a great thing. I could see a dozen different spinoffs on it. Sean Evans, I want to thank you so much for stopping by and sharing your story about my Wine Society. And by the way, real quick, it's available on both Apple and Android apps.
Yep. It's available on all stores, and our social media handles are all at My Wine Society. And you can go to our website right now. It's mywinesociety.com, but we're in the middle of a revamp, so don't judge us just yet. Give us a few days. We'll have a new one up.
Funny story, real quick.
Go ahead. We had this little placeholder website for the longest time, and people kept saying, Sean, we need to fix our website. And I'm like, we're an app. Go download the app. Why need a website? But finally, we're getting a revamped one, so should have that changed pretty soon.
I was going to say, if you don't like the way the website looks now, just have a few more drinks, and it'll get better.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Exactly. You're not wrong.
All right, Sean Evans, thank you so much for stopping by. Ladies and gentlemen, check out mywinesociety.com. Check out the app. Download it from from either App Store. Sean Evans, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Bert. I really appreciate it, man.
You bet. Good stuff there from Sean Evans, My Wine Society. And, you know, here's the thing. For a while there, everybody was buzzing about, do you have an app? You should get an app. And the reality is most people don't need an app, right? It just, you know, if you're a lawyer, chances are you don't need an app. I love the fact that this My Wine Society app is very niche. It appeals to just those individuals. So could you have an app that appeals to a niche people? Yeah, that's really, I think, the best use of an app. I was talking about MyFitnessPal, you know, people who are trying to maintain weight, lose weight, gain weight, change their health, you know, things of that nature. Ultimately, the app has to deliver value. So if you want to be successful, whether in business or with an app, it's about delivering that value, right? You got to talk to your core audience. You're not going to have a successful app because of quote technology or because it has a neat bell or a neat whistle. It has to deliver value to your core audience. Anyway, let's share this episode with all our friends. Let people know about My Wine Society, their apps, what they're doing. I think it's a great model to follow. Great model to follow. And as always, my friends, thank you so much for stopping by. And remember, you were created to succeed.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.